Did you know that Jamaica has approximately 106,000 acres or 50,000 hectares of bamboo? The plant is a valuable renewable resource, which grows rapidly and is a good substitute for wood. Jamaica's bamboo industry has the potential to significantly boost the economy, as well as generate employment. The industry is poised for even further growth following the opening of the first organic bamboo charcoal factory in Jamaica. The factory was opened in St. Mary at Nelson Super Farm in Pembroke Hall. State Minister for Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks-Abrahams, says the opening of the facility is a remarkable achievement and is in keeping with efforts by the government to develop an indigenous bamboo industry.
My understanding is that the identified demand in the USA for Jamaican organic bamboo charcoal is now at 12 million pounds per annum. This gives a local value of Jamaican $240 million and retail value in excess of US $24 million in that market.
Organic bamboo charcoal can be used for a range of different purification and absorption applications, such as purifying drinking water, in air filters and gas masks, and as stuffing for mattresses and pillows. It can also be used to make soaps, detergents, and cosmetics, among other byproducts. Mrs. Folks-Abraham says the government is looking into the feasibility of using mined out bauxite lands for the wide-scale planting of bamboo and the growing of edible bamboo shoots. She says discussions are underway between her ministry and the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment, and Climate Change towards this effort. The aim, she says, is to tap into the lucrative international market for bamboo products valued at $270 million.
The planting of new bamboo acreages will ensure sustainability of the new bamboo industry, as well as assist in the mitigation and adaptation to climate change. The future for us as a nation is looking bright through the developing of the bamboo industry.
According to Mrs. Folks-Abrahams, the development of a bamboo industry will not only provide economic benefits, but will also positively impact the environment. Jamaica in January 2012 became the 38th member of the International Network for Bamboo and Rattan, INBAR, an intergovernmental organization headquartered in China, comprising countries that have bamboo and or rattan resources in quantities that can be commercialized. The Bureau of Standards Jamaica, the BSJ, was designated by the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce to be the focal point of INBAR in Jamaica. In November 2014, Jamaica was selected as the new chair of the INBAR Council at the 9th INBAR Council session held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
But we feel honored and delighted to hold this position on behalf of 40 sovereign governments in the world that are members of this intergovernmental organization. That kind of confidence of 3 billion people and 40 countries could not have happened without we have earned every vote that we got to lead this organization.
Chairman of the BSJ, Professor Winston Davidson. Professor Davidson says the BSJ has engaged several potential investors and stakeholders and has been working on developing the necessary standards to ensure consistency and quality in the local bamboo industry. He points out that quality is important in moving products across the local and international markets.
With information from INBAR, we are developing a new standards-led, market-driven bamboo industry. So Jamaica has to recognize that standards-driven, standards-led, market-driven industries are what will integrate Jamaica with the global marketplace and which will drive the economy to make it sustainable.
With Jamaica being the new chair of the INBAR Council, Professor Davidson says the country is poised to lead the region and the world in bamboo product standardization. Under the government's bamboo project, focus is being placed on the development of charcoal, cosmetics, furniture, lumber, water filters, houses, and consumable products from the plant.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.